The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
4 in 5 of us admit to being distracted while driving, using mobile apps for maps, and eating being the most cited distractions. Joining us to discuss this further is Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert at CarZone. Conor, it's extraordinary, is it? 4 out of 5 of us distracted using our phones, eating and so on while driving. Are you surprised by this finding?
No, not in the least, Shane. And in fact, I've seen other observational surveys that put the number at that or even higher. It's a ubiquitous habit. It's extraordinary. It's not unique to Ireland. It's a relatively recent worsening of the situation for driver behaviour, and it's been observed all around Europe. To my mind, the most likely thing is it's the smart screens. It almost feels like a more innocent time, Shane, but 5, 6, 7 years ago, we were talking about mobile phone conversations while driving, which still happen, and you know that is still a distraction. But nowadays, it's the compulsive, almost addictive quality of the touch screens, which are designed very cleverly to catch and hold your attention, and you can witness this continually. It's a real behaviour problem on the roads.
So, when you say the touchscreen, are you talking about on your mobile phone, or are you talking about in the car, the actual car technology that's there?
Yeah, well, two things. I was principally talking about the mobile phone, yeah, which in my belief is by far the number one offender. But there is also an issue with cars just getting too interactive in their displays, unnecessarily so. Poor design, really. And, for it to have an interactive touchscreen to the driver's fingertips, it's just not very clever design. It should be, simpler than that. And I think to some degree that does occur. But the number one offender is, I think, definitely the ordinary mobile phone. Addictive compulsive behavior, if you like, but very obvious to see that if you're stuck in traffic, if you're inching along through Dublin or Galway at the moment, it's just very easy thing to do to check a WhatsApp message. And before you know it, you've fallen down the rabbit hole. But the other thing that people report regularly is that they struggle with maps and sat-navs, your Google directions. And often they will fiddle with the screen, on a journey. But if you see that on a motorway, and you can witness it, you can be behind a car and watch it start to weave for a period and then it straightens up again. But, at those sorts of speeds, 2-3 seconds distraction, and you're traveling the length of a football pitch without looking at the road ahead of you. And it's very difficult to put a figure on the number of collisions caused by it because people never admit it afterwards. But again, I've seen European research that says that it might be a factor in as many as 30% of crashes that occur on the roads. Wow. So actually, it's a really huge issue. And it has definitely worsened in recent years. I just think the nature of the way we interact with our devices.
Is it as simple as telling people just to put their phones away when they're driving?
Yeah, well, it should be if you were dealing with robots, but we're dealing with Mark 1 human beings, so that just doesn't work. You have to enforce, and there's actually very good camera technology these days that in addition to being a speed camera, you can have a clever bit of AI, look at the photographs and tell if somebody's on the phone. And there's cameras in the Netherlands that do that, in France, in the UK, could do something like that. We principally need to beef up the police force, but I've made that point before, and it remains true. But there may also be, for example, a lot of motorists would favour some sort of a blocker, whereby you've got car mode equivalent to flight mode, and it will limit notifications that it sends to you, maybe emergencies only or something like that. But again, all of those things rely on the conscientious driver switching the feature on. And the conscientious driver isn't really the problem in the first place. I'm not sure how you can get to that core behaviour.
I have to say, I not patting myself in the background, I do have a rule where I don't look at messages. I don't send messages when I'm in the phone. But I will admit, at times I've used Google Maps and it can be awkward while driving to sort out your Google Maps. And I am distracted at times.
Very much so. And look, I had that experience recently driving in France and trying to follow Google Maps. And I was in a hire car. I didn't have a proper cradle for the phone. And I knew myself, this is you've got to be very, very careful doing this. I guess at least I was cognizant of the danger. But it is a danger for sure. And, maybe there's improvements in phone design, throwing a road safety eye over how apps, etc., are designed, and maybe having a driving mode. Those are all solutions that I think to some degree might help. But principally, it is a behavioural problem. And so you've got to affect the social norms there, remind people that it's a really dangerous thing to do. We all kind of know it. But at the same time, you absolutely have to enforce. And you can do that in clever ways with cameras. But in Ireland, we seem to try and do this without an adequate police force on the roads. And honestly, no matter what great idea you have, it ain't going to work if you don't do that.
Okay, Conor Faulkner, thank you indeed for joining us, independent motoring expert at CarZone. Noelle in Kildare has got in touch to talk about her own mini car, which doesn't have the big touch screens. It's quite basic. I drive a 252 work van. The mini does offer all I need, wireless connection via Bluetooth for Spotify and navigation. I'm 100% sure I'm more distracted by the very interactive touchscreen in the van. Sorry, the separate van that you have, okay, as well as the mini. Maps, Spotify, text messages coming in on my screen. Yes, you can use voice control, but even if that's taking my attention off the road, I'm definitely a safer driver in my mini when it's a simpler system. Really interesting text, Noel. Thank you indeed for getting in touch.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.